Welcome back to another episode of The Quest for Self. I'm your host, Allie. Have you ever felt like you're standing in your own way? Like the only thing between you and the life you want is a voice in your own head whispering, "What if you fail? What if you look dumb? Or you're not ready?" We've all been there. On the edge of something new, feeling both excitement and fear. It's a push and pull that keeps us stuck, wanting to move forward but held back by invisible barriers. But here's the thing. What if those fears aren't real obstacles? What if they're just stories we tell ourselves? And what if rewriting those stories is simpler than we think? Today, I want to dive into something deeply personal and universal: self-imposed limitations. These aren't the external challenges we face, like money or time. These are the stories rooted in our fears and doubts, the ones that convince us we can't even before we try. So let's talk about what self-imposed limitations actually are. They are the mental cages we create for ourselves. They're the quiet, nagging thoughts that hold us back from pursuing our dreams, building relationships, or even trying something new. Unlike external obstacles, which we can't always control, these are internal, fueled by fear, doubt, and sometimes past experiences. They often sound like, "I'm not talented enough to even try. I won't get that promotion anyway. What will people think of me? I'll probably fail, so why even bother?" Here's the harsh truth. These limitations aren't facts, they're assumptions. They feel real, but they're just stories we've come to believe. Fictional barriers that protect us from discomfort in the short term, but rob us of joy, growth, and connection in the long run. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever let fear hold you back? I want you to pause for a moment and think. When was the last time you let fear talk you out of doing something? Was it speaking up in a meeting? Trying a new hobby? Starting that new side hustle? Or saying hello to someone who caught your eye? For me, one moment stands out. Last December, I was invited to a networking event. My friend was running late, and the idea of walking in alone was terrifying. Thoughts raced through my head. What if people think I'm a loser for showing up by myself? What if I stand there awkwardly, looking like I don't belong? What if I can't engage in conversation with others? So I decided to wait outside in the cold for 20 minutes until my friend showed up, simply because I couldn't walk in by myself. Eventually, my friend arrived and we walked in together. And you know what I realized? So many people there had also come alone. My fear was entirely unfounded, but it had almost stopped me from showing up. A week later, another networking event came up, but this time my friend couldn't make it. I had a choice: to let fear control me again or step into the unknown. Nervous but determined, I walked out of the Uber and made my way to the event. I even stopped in the middle of the street, stood in the cold. I felt my stomach twist with anxiety. Every second felt like an hour. But I had a goal: to walk into this event and make the most out of it. And so I did. And you know what? It was incredible. I met amazing people, had meaningful conversations, and realized how much joy I nearly missed because of the story I had told myself. That afternoon wasn't just about networking. It was a turning point. It was proof that self-imposed limitations are just shadows, They feel real, but they vanish when you face them head on. So what do self-imposed limitations cost us? The price of these mental barriers is steep. Think of the last time you almost let fear win. Take a second. What did it cost you? Missed opportunities? Whether it's not asking for a promotion, trying a new hobby, or pursuing a passion, every no that we tell ourselves is a chance we will never get back. Decreased confidence? Every time we give into fear, we reinforce the belief that we're not capable, making it harder to act in the future. Lingering regret. Failure is scary, sure, but regret? Regret is paralyzing. Looking back and wishing we had tried is far worse than any misstep along the way. So how do we break free? Breaking free from self-imposed limitations isn't a one-time thing. It's a process, one that requires self-awareness, effort, and consistency. So here are some things that worked for me, and I hope they work for you as well. Number one is recognize your limiting beliefs. What's stopping you from taking action? Is it fear? Failure? Fear judgment? Write it down. Get specific. Once you name it, you can start to dismantle it. Number two, challenge the negativity. When self-doubt creeps in, pause and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Where's the evidence? Most of the time, you'll find there isn't any. Instead of letting that doubt control you, challenge it. Replace it with something empowering, like, even if I fail, I'll learn and grow. Just this week, I started a new project at work, and honestly, I felt so overwhelmed. There were so many things I didn't know how to approach or tackle. Before I presented my progress, doubts flooded my mind. You sound unprepared. You don't even fully understand this. It was a spiral I could have easily let myself sink into. But instead, I decided to face it head on. Each day, I made it a goal to invest time into learning more about the areas I didn't understand. I constantly reminded myself, this is new territory and it's okay not to know everything right away. By the end of the week, not only did I feel more confident, but I also realized how much progress I'd made simply by giving myself grace to grow. So next time you catch yourself in a negative thought loop, stop it and reframe it. Instead of thinking, I'm not good enough for this, try, I'm learning something new, and that's how I grow. I challenge you this week to identify one limiting belief that's holding you back. Write it down, challenge its truth, and replace it with something empowering. Let's rewrite the stories we tell ourselves, because the ones we choose to believe shape our reality. Let's continue. Start small. You don't have to leap, you just have to start. Break your goal into tiny, manageable steps. Want to change careers? Start by updating your resume. Thinking about running a marathon? Begin with a 10-minute walk. Small wins build momentum. Four, get comfortable with discomfort. Growth lives outside your comfort zone. That nervous feeling? That's not a red flag. It's a sign you're stepping into something new. Embrace it. Five, redefine failure. We've been conditioned to see failure as the ultimate setback, something to fear, avoid, or be ashamed of. But what if we flipped the script? Let's toss out society's outdated notion of failure as something negative. Instead, let's redefine it for what it is. A stepping stone to success. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey that gets us there. Each misstep, mistake, or unexpected outcome is just feedback. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and adapt. The real magic happens when we stop fixating on the outcome and start celebrating the effort. Because every time you try, every time you take a chance, fall, and rise again, you're building resilience, gaining wisdom, and getting closer to where you want to be. Number 6, surround yourself with encouragement. The people around you matter. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Seek out those who inspire and uplift you. Their energy will help you move forward when doubt starts to creep in. 7, practice self-compassion. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge the progress you've made and keep moving forward. Number 8, stay consistent. Change doesn't happen overnight, but every small, consistent step adds up. Reflect on how far you've come and let that momentum carry you forward. Rewrite your story. Imagine your life without the I can'ts and what if I failed? What could you achieve? Who could you become? Here's the truth. Self-imposed limitations are just stories. And the beautiful thing about stories is they can be rewritten, changed, or modified. So today, I challenge you. Pause for a moment and ask yourself, what's one thing you've been avoiding? One step that could shift your path if only you were brave enough to take it. Write it down. Let it live outside your mind and onto a page. See it for what it is, not an impossible mountain, but a single step waiting to be taken. Now imagine yourself taking that step, walking into the room alone, speaking up, starting that new hobby or that new project. Yes, it will be messy. It will be imperfect. You may feel vulnerable, unsure, even scared. But that's where growth happens, in the space between fear and action. Because here's the truth. You are far more capable than you give yourself credit for. Worthy of the opportunities you dream about. Strong enough to rise above the doubts that try and hold you back. The only thing standing between you and the life you want is the story you're telling yourself. So why not write a new one today? One where you show up, take that first step, and prove to yourself that fear isn't the end of the road. It's just the beginning of something extraordinary. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Quest for Self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share. It would mean the world. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media, The Quest for Self.